All right, guys, we got a quick little bonus episode.
Little bit of breaking news?
It's kind of breaking news. I mean, the news is broke.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're doing a special little bonus because there's some news that I want to get out a little earlier than our next episode, because by then there will only be 2 days left. There is a Zorro arc. I always have to think about it because the names are starting to get weird.
Okay, Josh, I'm going to level with you. I don't know what a Zoro arc is, so you might have to explain that to me later.
I'm going to.
Oh, sweet.
I have notes. We're going to do a special Pokemon spotlight on Zoro arc today. All right,
awesome. Tell me about the Zoro arc thing.
All right, there is a distribution in Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire that's going on right now, and it ends on November 20th. So boot up your game on your main menu, go to Mystery Gift, and select Get Via Internet, and they will send you a Zoro arc.
If you have an internet connection, you can do that right now.
You can do that while you listen to us talk about Zoro arc. You want to get all meta about it.
It's a fun way to pass time.
It comes at level 50 in an Ultra Ball. No held item. Has a classic ribbon. The original trainer is Sly.
Sly Cooper?
And the ID number is 11045. It knows the move Sludge Bomb, Dark Pulse, Sucker Punch, and Flamethrower. And the big hook is that Sludge Bomb is not a move that it can normally learn.
Right.
You can only get it through this distribution. And it is being distributed to promote the new Breakthrough, because Break's all caps, card game expansion set.
Okay, I said right when you said it can't learn Sludge Bomb. I said it very confidently. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. I assume, is it Sledge or Sludge?
Sludge.
Sludge Bomb. Okay, so I don't think a Zoroark, which is a werewolf? Am I remembering that correctly?
No.
Okay, he's not. Are you sure he's not a werewolf?
I am. Okay. Let's do a little spotlight.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Zoroark!
What?
All right, Zoroark. Pokemon National Dex number 571.
Yikes, that's so high!
It is not a werewolf.
Are you sure? I'm gonna do a Google.
It is the Illusion Fox Pokemon.
I think in a lot of cultures, that's just a werewolf.
An Illusion Fox is a werewolf? Foxes and werewolves aren't even the same.
I mean, they're canines?
They're not even the same.
They're both canines.
It's a dark type Pokemon. Stands at about 5'3" and weighs 178.8 pounds. I love how specific these weights are.
Yeah, I don't know why they have to.
The heck do they determine this?
This is an average thing, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's a werewolf.
No, it's not. It's an Illusion Fox.
Don't lie to me. That is a werewolf.
It comes with only one ability, which is Illusion.
Okay.
And so the Pokemon enters battle with the appearance of the last Pokemon on the trainer's team.
Oh, that's tricky.
Yeah. The illusion fades when it takes damage. So if you send out Zoroark and the last Pokemon on your team is like Rattata, it's going to come out. It's going to look like Rattata, but it's still going to be Zoroark. So it's still going to be a dark type. It's still going to have all the stats and the moves. It's just going to look like a Rattata or whatever Pokemon is
there. Right, I think it'll be dropping Sludge Bombs and crap.
That's where Sludge Bomb comes in, because you can go out looking like Garbodor or some other poison type using Sludge Bomb, trying to trick them into using psychic moves on you, which will not affect you because you're actually a dark type.
Right.
Gets deep. Zoroark is a real weird Pokemon.
Prankster he is, like Reynard the Fox.
Maybe that's where he's from. Maybe. I don't know what that is.
It's a French folklore guy.
No, he's not from Gen 6, so he's not from France. Otherwise, that might be. He evolves from Zorua at level 30. Because he's so new, there's not a lot of Pokedex stuff, but there is a little bit. He's a pack animal.
Okay.
They are pack animals.
Right.
With strong bonds, they protect the pack by tricking opponents, including hiding their lair with illusory scenery.
They're wizards.
Pretty much.
Also.
I mean, they make mirages, basically.
Right. Also, do you know what animal is a pack animal?
Foxes.
Nope.
No? Wolves.
It's wolves.
Well, he's not a werewolf. Even though there's a thing.
I've heard there's some weird stuff about Zoroarks. I have to wait till you know to talk about it.
The last little bit of Pokedex stuff is there are stories of trainers trying to capture this Pokemon, being trapped in an illusion and punished, but there's no details about what that
that's
means.
That's scary.
So I think it's just parents being like, stay away from that Zoroark or he will punish you in an illusion. And really, Zoroark's like, dude, I'm just hiding over
here. Why are you giving me such a bad name? Be cool, Lady Dang.
It's in two locations. You can find one hidden deep in the Lost Lorne Forest of Unova through a special event, which you probably can't get anymore, using its powers to appear as a woman living alone in a trailer in the middle of the woods. If you go there, she doesn't say anything. If you bring a special event, one of the shiny legendaries that you could get at GameStop way back then, it gets mad and attacks you, and then you fight it and you can capture it. Or in Kalos, you can find them in the maze-like forest of Route 20, where they are just regular wild encounters.
Okay. I don't think I ever ran across one.
And I have one bit of trivia here.
It's a werewolf.
Nope. There was pre-release information provided by Korokoro magazine in Japan that hinted at Zoroark evolving from Zorua in a different method than any that has been seen before, but when the game's released, it just evolved by reaching level 30. No one knows what that new method could have been.
They didn't even give it like an option. They
new. It's gonna be new. And then it was just the same. It's just regular level up. So that's it. That's all I got on Zorua. I don't want to get into the whole thing with N right now.
The letter?
No, the character, N, from Black and White.
Okay.
There's a theory that he might actually be Zoroark, but we will talk about that more in depth way down the road.
Gonna have to wait 4 years to talk about this.
Yep.
I'm gonna forget about it.
So that's our quick little news update and a little bit of information about Zoroark.
I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah. I liked this. I like these little tiny bulletins.
We do have a review that said that they were going to get all of their Pokemon news from us for now on, which is why I wanted to get this out sooner than November 18th.
we're a news source now. Yeah. There's a lot of pressure.
Right? I don't know if I can handle this. Well, go get your Zoroarks. Come back here on the 18th. We'll have a new episode about Vermilion City.
Yeah, it's good.
Check us out on social media. Go to your favorite. Type in PWT Podcast. Unless your favorite is Instagram, then don't bother. So that's going to do it.
We're also not on Zunes.
Or Tout. I should remember Tout. If you're not a wrestling fan, no, you don't. So until Vermilion City,
smell you later.